Nadarm Perak Yudalf Mishnah Zayin. Yodei ani sheyesh nadarms. Guy says that I know that they're nadarm, aval eni yodei sheyesh mefirin. But I don't know that a husband could be made for it. So she made a nether. He didn't do anything. And then he found out a year later that he could be made for it. Yoffer, he can be made for it then. That's called Yom Shamo. That's like Yom Shamo, according to the Rav. The day that you know that you have the ability to be made for something, it's as if it's the day that you heard it. So it could be he physically heard it in Tafshin Nun on a Monday afternoon. But at that time, he didn't think he could do anything about it. And then 10 years later, he learned that he could be made for it. The knowledge that he has at that point sort of, I guess, completes the hearing that he had. The real Shmia is understanding what you heard. And real understanding is what completes the Shmia. And I guess a good way to understand this would be like the speed of sound. Somebody can say something and you hear it later. So in this case, this guy's speed of sound is pretty slow. It's about 10 years. But that's the same day that he heard it, that the completion happened. And what we mean by hearing is knowing that you can do something about it, that you could be made for it. And I guess, I'm not sure this is true, but it would come out an unbelievable thing, what we're saying, that it always says in the Torah that Hayom, that we're always hearing Hayom, Har Sinai, that a person should always think that the Torah he's learning is mamish being taught from Har Sinai. And it comes out that any understanding that we have, the Shmia that's happening now, is a completion. It's like the day that the Torah was actually given. So you understand a piece of Torah differently, deeper, any type of understanding, that's a type of Shmia. And it's just like the sound, it's the speed of sound for you, that it may have been given thousands of years earlier, but it's really coming from the same place, and it's like today is the day that you heard it, and you're really hearing it from Har Sinai. Next case, Yodei ani sheyesh mefirin. I know that I could be made for it, aval eni yodei shezeh nether. I didn't realize this was even a nether. I wasn't sure. Rabbi Meir amar lo yofer. Rabbi Meir says in this case, he can't be made for it. Even though Rabbi Meir agreed in the previous case, in this case, since, like the Rav's mashma, that the guy should have been machmir, he wasn't sure. He knew he could be made for something. He didn't think it was a nether, but at least it seems like it should have been like a suffix to him. He still should have been made for it as far as a suffix. So he knew he had some kind of bechira to be made for it, and he didn't do anything. He should have at least done it, misafik. Therefore, because he didn't, he can't be made for it anymore. V'cham arim yafer. Cham say it's not true. Until a person actually knows that what she did is a nether, he can still be made for it later. And the Rav says the halach is like the chacham.